2022-23, the government of Bhutan allocated approximately USD 9.5 million in subsidies and transfers to CSOs operating services such as shelters for women and children, survivors of violence, and those involved in legal conflicts and issues. Additionally, the entities, the National Commission for Women and Children, also ensures that CSOs receive annual resource allocations to align with the government initiatives. The government of Bhutan facilitates platforms for CSOs to network, enhance capacities, disseminate knowledge, strengthen monitoring and reporting. And also, after the formation of the National Action and Coordination Group, consisting of 8 civil society organizations and UNICEF, the National Action for Coordinating Group further enhanced its coordination and cooperation among the members and expedited the implementation of South Asia Initiative to End Violence Against Children. I'd like to respond on the incorporation of child rights-based approach to state budgeting. In 2016, the government of Bhutan adopted gender-responsive planning and budgeting, incorporating children's perspectives such as maternal, child health, violence against women and children into planning and budget frameworks. While there are no specific budgetary framework for child rights, current budget allocation for child protection aiming to create a safe environment free from harm and violence. Although the government's budget and accounting system doesn't directly track allocation, utilization, and the impact of budget on specific sectors or groups, it provides access to data at activity level by different agencies. In 2022, the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Skills, Education and Skills Development initiated the development of a budget brief for education sector to track implementation. And based on experiences with the gender-responsive planning and budgeting and officials' capacity, Bhutan plans to consider initiating child-responsive budgeting. Now, I would like to respond to the gender principles. I would like to respond on the principles of respecting the views of the children. The government of Bhutan prioritizes children's rights by actively involving them in consultations regarding decisions that affect their lives. Children's meaningful contribution to decision-making process and foster their active involvement in shaping their own future. Children's participation is ensured by standard and guidelines outlined in the Child Care and Protection Act, including the standard operating procedures on the child protection and gender-based violence case management. The SOP for the standard operating procedure for dealing with children in conflict with the law and internal framework for child safeguarding and protection. Additionally, the early identification, surveillance and referral, early identification and safe referral handbook supplements the Child Care and Protection Act, providing detailed procedures for determining the best interest of the child, promoting the children's right, preventing discrimination, respecting their opinions, and acting in their best interest. Further, the government of Bhutan ensures the child rights are central by engaging them in consultations on decisions affecting their lives. This commitment is reflected in the implementation of the child rights-based program, which includes capacity-building initiatives at empowering children and enabling their active participations in shaping the policies and programs that directly impacts them. The government of Bhutan also would like to highlight that in the review process of the draft national child policy and other related policies, children are engaged in the consultations, in any decisions that are affecting the children's lives. And for that, children were engaged in a series of consultations through focus group discussions and key interviews. I would also like to highlight on determination of best interests of the child. The paramount consideration of the child, best interests of the child, remains the forefront of ensuring the overall well-being of welfare of children in all decisions affecting them. The Child Care and Protection Act ensures that best interests of the child as the primary guiding principle. The Child Care and Protection Act underscores the importance of prioritizing the best interests of the child across various stages, including arrest and detention, separation from parents, bail procedures, judicial proceedings, media publication of reports. These provisions aim to safeguard the children's rights and ensure the protection in legal contexts. To further reinforce in the implementation of the best interest of the child principle, numerous child-friendly initiatives have been introduced within all courts. These initiatives encompasses the establishment of child-friendly rooms, conducting in-camera or in-situ hearing or child-related cases, creating a supportive and child-friendly court settings conducive to hearing cases while protecting the child's identity. In addition to legislative measures, the Child Care and Protection Act is complemented by the standard guidelines, such as the Child Protection and Gender-Based Violence Case Management, the standard operating procedures for children in conflict with the law, and other frameworks such as Child Safeguarding and Protection Framework that determines and offering a detailed procedures of the best interest of the child, promoting their rights. The government of Bhutan also would like to highlight that along with the best interest of the child and also the respecting the views of the child, non-discrimination is also a part of this, all the legislative measures in the implementation of the Child Care and Protection Act, and also the provisions, the principles and provisions of the Convention on the Rights of the Child as per the Article 2. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I would like to request our colleague Pema to respond to the questions related to freedom of expression and religion.